Radio station coming out of California on the guidance of Amin Muhammad, coming out of Los Angeles, California. This is your co-host worker of the night, one of them, Brother Abdullah Akbar and Dai Akbar, coming out of Decatur, Georgia. Also, Suja Muhammad coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And we have a lot of times when his wife is not sick, Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia. And we also have the Imam, who's a pretty regular, and that is Imam Ibrahim Abdullah, the Imam of LaGrange, Georgia, and he resides here in Atlanta, Georgia. We thank you, welcome you. We're here tonight to talk about a serious matter, a message of concern, and this is a message of concern to the African-American for the human family, really. This message is affecting all of us. And this message, because they hold up images, false image of God, after God have told us throughout the scripture, don't make no image of him. So we are here to remind the world that these images got to come down for us to all to have a normal world to live in. So that's why we're here tonight. So we'd like to get started with a prayer. Prayer cleans up the heart and mind and soul and keep the body going in the right direction. And that's why we as Muslims pray 5 times a day. We want to keep the heart and soul going into the right direction. Because when you look at the world we live in, it's seriously messed up. So we're gonna bring the co-host, the worker tonight, Dai Akbar. This is the night for the sister, and I'm gonna hold it down for her just for a few minutes. So I'll open up with a prayer. Umaday Shaitan Rajin. This prayer we're gonna say it in the Arabic language first, then we will give you the English translation. Inshallah. Umalay Shaitan Rajim, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbilai Dameen, Rahman Rahim, Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyakana Budiakana Sdain Adinis Arata Mustakin Sarato Ladina Anto Lehim Gauri Magdubia Lehim Walatoni Aimi Bismillah Rahman Rahim. We will say it in the English translation. I seek refuge from Satan, the rejected enemy, the outcast. With the name of God, God is most, Allah is most gracious and most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. Allah, please always continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thou favors on, and not of those who wrath is brought down. Amen. So we thank you for participating in our Frog Talk radio station, a station that points to the evil in this world coming from the idea God got a son, and his sons are Caucasian, and that image is on trial throughout the world today, especially in America, because that image has done and still doing a lot of damage. After God said, don't make no image, and this shows what happens when you make an image. The people in that image become numb to what is right. They could become to think that everything they own, everything you see, they own. So that's what happened. So we are here tonight to keep this truth rolling that was creating this world out. There's no white people in this world that you can show me. You can't show me not one white person. Because the Creator didn't make none. He said, we do right. Scripture said, we do right, all of us. He wipe our soul white as snow. You can't even tell me what color. You can't even see your soul. But when the soul is right, the soul is right, it's white. These people is trying to get right. There's very few of them. And a lot sometimes is right, especially the young one, they want to do right. But the old evil heads who do think they want to be called slave masters, they ain't master nothing. And if you could see them in their mastering now, trying to keep cool from all the heat that God put on them for what they earned, you cannot do wrong and get good from God. Can't do it. You can't do wrong and get a reward from God. God tell us that. God say love those who do right. Hey, you can't kill nobody or mistreat nobody or discriminate against nobody, talk about somebody, and think you're going to get by, think you're going to get away with it because the law is on your side. All them lawyers and judges that participated in crucifying us, who you think they had? They added to the problem. When a man say he was white, that means that he can kill a black. And that's the language. I'm white, and I kill a black. You ain't white, you ain't kill no black, or God didn't make neither one of them. God said he made all us human beings. We're supposed to be good neighbors. We're supposed to love each other. And you cannot love somebody you think you're better than they are. It's impossible. God made me. I'm the God chosen people. Unintelligent saying. But we had to live under that Jim Crow. We had to live under these evil Frankenstein-minded people. And it ain't going nowhere. Long as these churches holding up an image of God and put it in a Caucasian image, this problem is going to continue to last and last and last and last. And that's the only way you can talk about it. You can talk about the, you got the Quran and all that. People don't know nothing about no Quran. They've been sold out there. There ain't nothing but the Bible. When Jesus, and they don't really believe in the Bible because Jesus said, know the truth. If they was following what Jesus said, they would not have any problem. But they're not following what Jesus said. They're following their own wicked desire. That's what they're following. They think they're God. I heard, I used to hear Caucasian people, that's my valley out there. That's my cow. That's my ocean out there. This the mindset. That was Donald Trump's thought that everything belonged to him. That's a mindset. It comes from evil thinking, weak ideas, wrong thinking, and being a liar. And being a liar. That was exactly where it comes from. So we're here tonight to screen this mess out that we can. Get some clarity, to bring some clarity back to the world. We're all living in together. Because getting a gun and that's killing, everybody killing each other, that ain't going to solve nothing. That was Satan wants. Satan wants a race wide. He wants people blood running down the street backwards. He wants that. He wants the people to be depressing each other. And that's the scheme of Satan. He wants that. That's why he put all these drugs and alcohol in society. You get your woman leave you, you go get a drink. Huh? You can't see your son and daughter, you go get a drink. You lose your job, you go get a drink. You drive too fast, they lock you up in the car, they let you out, you go get a drink. Huh? You go get something to smoke. Huh? They know that. They created that desire in you. They show you on TV all the time. People drinking, it look like they just as happy as they can be. Huh? Drinking Corona. Huh? That Snooki dog passing out Coronas on the beach. Now, Snooki's supposed to be a Muslim. Huh? He's supposed to be a Muslim. He's passing out Corona. So Snooki, you know, Snooki lost his mother. I know he lost his mother. Hmm? But that what happened. That's why the people broke into the Capitol. They broke in there. They broke in there to take over the country. That was their only purpose of them breaking in the Capitol. They want to take this earth over. And they want to put us back in servitude and slavery. They want to kill the men and save the women. All they want to do is our women is to take care of their babies, cook their food. They want our men to shine their shoes, and that's all they wanted. That's what they want. They want to put up back. And I heard a Caucasian woman, she's a Republican. She said we should never have freed them. She said, we should never have freed them. Huh? See what she said? She said, we should never have ever let them go. Now you're going to tell me that ain't a devil? She's a devil because she thinks she God. That's why they get all these devils. If these people thought that God was going to punish them for doing wrong, they'll be walking around like angels. They'll be walking around like angels. They be walking around like people that civilized. They not civilized. They can put a suit and tie on and do all that stuff, but they not civilized. If they were civilized, we could appreciate them. But they ain't gonna never love you as long as our people going to church, and said, thank you, Jesus. And then hold a picture of them up at Jesus. And we ain't going nowhere. We're going to stay in reverse. So God wants us to come forward. That's why he brought Ellis Long back in America and Willie Lynch said, long you keep the African-American away from Islam, you'll have them a slave for the rest of their life. That's what Jim Crow said. He said one of his lectures. So they know what religion, that's why they said you couldn't read, because they didn't want you to even think about reading. And then when they saw you read, they lynched you. They hung you. But they say you can't read. They say you was three-fifths of a human being. You really ain't human, you're an animal. They had to come up with that language in order to continue to enjoy what they were doing. That's what they had to do. They had to use the language. And that's why the imam said, change the language. Imam W.B. Muhammad said, we must change the language. So one of the things to change the language, we got to stop calling them people white people. Because you're ruining them when you say that a white man killed a black man. God say he never created a white man. Show me in scripture what God, and then when you read, show me in scripture what God say he made a white man. The word white means pure, calling the Webster. Webster gave the definition to all the words. And he said that the word white means pure, without blemish. Yeah, he did say white people. But he wasn't talking about himself and the people you were talking. He was talking about people like our grandmama, who never stole nothing, who never mistreated anybody, who always was kind and decent, had morals. That's what he was talking about when he was talking about. He wasn't talking about these people that call themselves rednecks. He ain't white. Couldn't be talking about them. People that had color wars and black wars. Yeah, that is a fact. You weren't talking about them. You can't be, huh? No, he got enough cake. We'll take that up to the table. No, I got to take that down to down Tennessee. We got cake, brother. I some later. Okay. But so we're fighting tonight. We're fighting the spirit. We're fighting the spirit. And God and Allah is the greatest. And we fight the evil. And we ask you to join us to get rid of this evil that this world has stuck on us. The evil that this world has planted on us. Now we're walking around with an earring coming out. I seen a woman tonight with an earring in both sides of her lips. She got two earrings in both sides of her lips. I wanted to ask her, who would dare to kiss you? And with her children. She with her children. Had an earring coming out of both sides of her lips. I wanted to ask her, who going to kiss you? But I had to hold back. It ain't time yet. We just pray that she hear the message and she take them earrings out of both sides of her lips, because her mirror is not working. She really looks sick. So we come with the truth, coming from the Quran. And first you got to make the message clear, and then let them study and seek their salvation in the Quran like they have done the Bible for years. You know, people, they think they know the Bible, and then when you explain it to them, they realize that they have not been taught the truth of the Bible. They realize that. So my wife is on the way here, so we're gonna I'm getting ready to turn this over to her. I think you know, this is her show. She just reminded me of, and I was helping her out. And we thank Allah for the Brock Talk radio station. And anytime we get out and get in, and we're inviting more people to come in, we expect them to come and join this effort. All those freedom fighters who fought against the image, we pray that many of them come join this march. You know, one of the problems out there in society, people will walk up to you and tell you that Imam W.D. Muhammad said that he done did that work, that's over with. And that's the reason all these guys are young people are getting shot and killed, African Americans, because that image is still alive in some of these evil people who live in South Georgia, live in California, Mississippi, and Alabama, Colorado, New Jersey, wherever we stay at, you got the evil of people still around, still holding false superiority. You might go somewhere and you might be walking down the street and you don't know that you in some neighborhood you ain't supposed to be in. You're looking at you in America.
It shouldn't even have a
neighborhood like you live in America. Our people are falling in every war they started. And you walk through the neighborhood and they think you know that's an ignorant Caucasian woman telling you you lost. What you doing here? You might have the biggest house in that neighborhood that you don't spend your money on. They showed the lady who won that $188 million. She had bought her a nice home in the Caucasian neighborhood, and they fronted her about moving in that neighborhood. She's supposed to be a good Christian woman, too. And these supposed to be Christian people, these Caucasian people. They are so-called Christians because they have no Christ in them. They have no love of God in their vocabulary, in their action, and in their deed. They have nothing like Christ in them. So it's time, so I'm going to get ready to bring this to Dahir Akbar. I'm going to turn it over to you. Come on. So I'm going to give her a turn on Dahir Akbar. Here she come. May Allah continue to bless us all. We got a job that God has given us, and it's not too big for us. We're going to complete this job with the help of Allah. We will bring back some normalcy to this entire world that we got to live in. And Allah is with those who are trying to do right. And that, believe me, that's exactly what we are trying to do. We're trying our best to do what is right. May Allah bless us all. Here's Sister Dahir Akbar. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum to all my brothers and sisters. May God peace be on all of us. Dahir Akbar.
As-salamu alaykum. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and all in between, the creator of all systems of knowledge known and unknown, seen and unseen. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is the seal of the prophets. I greet our radio audience, brothers and sisters, with the nation's greetings, the world greetings of God's peace be unto you, of As-salamu alaykum. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio Show, The Message of Concern. The Message of Concern It's a serious message of concern, as we know. And it's focused on removal of all images from worship that portray divine. Removal of all images from worship that portray divine. You know, an image can be the cross. Image can be the statues and what have you, different ways you can detect or depict or notice those images that portray divine, which should not be, because you cannot confine our Creator in a statue or in a cross, because it just cannot be. We can't say that to have it be manifested. And it's just like Allah can say, be by your kun being it is. We can't do that. So we might as well leave it alone trying to make these images that portray divine. We pray we'll have or be able to share our wisdom, knowledge, and understanding tonight, as always, on this Blog Talk Radio Show, The Message of Concern. We want to invite others to come on and share, you know, and participate, and let the truth be known, and let the truth get out there, and especially to our children. Some of us as adults may have a chance to quickly acknowledge this, that there's only one Creator, and Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets. Okay, but the children, you don't know if they're going to be taught the right way when they go into the school system or not, especially if they're not taught by our own. You don't say that we won't take that stand to say that a lot of them intentionally teach our children the untruths. Some of them may be forced to teach what they teach, which a lot is the untruth, like they did with the picture of Serafina. The young people that were from Africa, when they, the teacher Victoria was teaching them about their history and about their ancestors being Africans, and the powers to be, even at that time in Soweto, where Nelson Mandela came from, didn't want them teaching the children the truth. The children that were in school didn't want Victoria teaching the truth about these powers to be and about their and about the African children's ancestors and ways of life and culture and names and things that they should know about themselves, because they wanted to, Sister Victoria, which was a militant but a good teacher, to teach them their history, you know, like their history and not our history, their story but not ours, okay? So, and this is why that came about, Serafina. The children were singing Freedom is Coming Tomorrow, because of the way that they were being taught, forcefully taught by, and some of them were, by the powers to be at the time, which were people of a different complexion of skin. So, we see we have always been seeming like we must be some really, we, and I'm not going to say must be, we are some powerful people, because if not, these people wouldn't pay all this attention to us to try to teach us the wrong way. You know, I just refuse to even think like that. You know, that they are powerful. They think they're powerful because they feel they can teach us the wrong way. But they're not as powerful as they think because they may be able to at a certain time teach us or the younger ones the wrong way. But the more powerful ones amongst them or people of color come right behind those powers to be and teach our people and our children the right way and about their own history and culture. Okay, so, and the time is nigh as well to teach the children the truth, nothing but the truth, you know, so that they can be aware of what's going on and learn for themselves. And not only learn for themselves, but be able to pass it on to their children, inshallah. So, and that's the benefit of this. And because today we have to realize, too, that we are new people. You know, we're not the same old people. They say, can a white man fool a Muslim? Can a white man fool a Muslim? They call a white man at that time. And then we would say, not nowadays. It was part of English number C1. I remember in the days of Army Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him. So the world is awakening, and the young people are awakening too. And believe it or not, the age of technology is here, and the children are learning through technology too. Also, learning faster, even though they're not being taught by others, you know, or other people. And even if they're not, you know, in the situation to be taught by their own, you know, by our own teachers, still they're learning themselves and helping to teach themselves due to the high tech that they have now. And they learn how to look up and do research on their own, and they'll come to you a lot of times and tell you what they have discovered and what they read about, and that's Allah blessing them, you know, to use the mind that He's blessed them with, you know, to use to get the data that they need and the truth that they need and follow us to its logical conclusion and learn from it, and that's the blessing and that's the beauty of the technology. Even though our brother told us we're going to be into the robot age, the day of the codes, in which I can believe that, you know, and where we have robots to do our jobs, many of our jobs, not all of them. I don't think they're going to have no robots to do a nurse's job, especially not totally. Not in totality, but they will be doing some of the things. I can see where they could possibly be doing some of the things or learn to do some of the things as far as nursing, which is my field, but I don't think they're going to be allowed, and Allah is just not going to allow them to be able to take the jobs of all the nurses. So, inshallah. Well, I usually start off by helping out with the message of concern. For those who are on the, maybe in our midst on the Blog Talk Radio show and want to know, why is it that those Muslims are always talking about the image? They're just making things up. You know, a lot of them, they're going to have to say that to just make it seem as if they're wrong and they know everything, all about it. But they're going by hearsay too a lot of times. But I try and read the book of Brother Henry's. And this book title is What Every Parent Should Know About the Worship of Human Imagery in Religion and Their Child's Mental Health. And it's by Brother Henry S. Muhammad, Brother Henry Saifullah Muhammad, and it speaks on that graven image. And I want to quote a couple of chapters from the King James Version of the Bible and one chapter or one surah or maybe a short one from the Holy Quran. So, starting off, we'll take the Holy Bible, King James Version. The following verses are from the King James Version of the Holy Bible. And I'm going to pick two of these chapters out of here. And the one chapter is going to be Exodus chapter 20, verse 4, that reads, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth." Now, mind you, because you're going to hear these words again, and you'll probably think the same as I thought when I first heard them, saying they're just repeating. Somebody wrote this same verse in here twice. They're repeating themselves, but it's different chapters in different verses. And the first one's like I read just now is Exodus chapter 20, verse 4. "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the water under the earth." Okay, and the next one, I want to read it right away and then explain some. This is Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 8, and it reads, "Thou shalt not make thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath or that is in the waters beneath the earth." Now, to me, this is very, very close in the wording, you know, of these two chapters, Exodus and Deuteronomy, both speaking on the graven image. It seems like to me it's like repetitious, saying the same thing twice, just putting it in different chapters and in different verses. But even so, that goes on to show and to prove that this is what we're fighting, the graven image, like the statues, you know, that portray divine, and it's in the Holy Bible, the Bible that that some other religions use as their guide, okay? And we have to also indicate that Muslims also study the Bible, the Holy Bible. Muslims also study, which is their guide, the Quran. So we know how and learn how to connect the two. But even though they have different verses and readings, different chapters rather, with verses and different reading, wording. But it all, like older folks have said, all boils out the same. When all is said and done, you know, they're geared in that one direction, removal of all images from worship that portray divine. And that's the focus. Now, I would like to read from the Holy Quran. I'd like to recite from Surah, which is chapter 4, An-Nisa, the women. And it has ayats or verses 170 through 173. And it reads, "With the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer." Okay. And it says, 170, "O mankind, the apostle has come to you in truth from Allah. Believe in him, it is best for you. But if you reject faith to Allah alone," excuse me, Panallah. "O mankind, the apostle has come to you in truth from Allah. Believe in him, it is best for you. But if you reject faith to Allah, belong all things in the heavens and on earth. And Allah is all-knowing, all-wise." Ayat 171. "O people of the book, commit no excesses in your religion, nor say of Allah anything but the truth. Jesus Christ, the son of Mary, was no more than an apostle of Allah, and his word, which he bestowed on Mary, and the spirit proceeding from him. So believe in Allah and his apostles. Say not Trinity deceased. It will be better for you, for Allah is one Allah. Glory be to him, for exalted is he above having a son. To him belong all things in the heavens and on earth, and enough is Allah as a disposer of affairs. Ayah 172. Christ does not disdain to serve and worship Allah, nor do the angels, those nearest to Allah. Those who disdain his worship and are arrogant, he will gather them all together unto himself to answer. Ayah 173, the last one. But to those who believe and do deeds of righteousness, he will give their due rewards and more out of his bounty. But those who are disdainful and arrogant, he will punish with the grievous chastisement, nor will they find besides Allah any to protect or help them. In another short surah, that's got four verses too, but they're short ones, is Surah 112, Al-Ikhlas, the purity of worship. And it reads, with the name of Allah, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. Ayat 1, say he is Allah, the one and only. Ayat 2, Allah, the eternal absolute. Ayat 3, he begets not, nor is he begotten. Ayat 4, and there is none like unto him. Sallallahu Din, sure Allah speaks the truth. So you see, there are close wordings, and if you just pay strict attention, you'll be able to connect and say, yes, they're saying the same, even though this is the Quran, and the other is the King James Version. Okay, and there are other verses in the Bible and other chapters in the Bible and in the Quran as well that will will show proof that we're not just making things up when we speak of those images and when we speak on how the truth is being withheld to a lot of us, especially our children. And Allah has blessed us with one of his most precious gifts. He has put the responsibility on us for the world's children and to teach them, to lead them, and help guide them in the right direction and tell them the truth. You know, we can't be half-stepping when it comes to our children. We have to tell them, you know, like I say, tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. We got to do that. We can't play with them anymore because they're not going to stand for it. Because if you don't, they ask you a question and you act like you don't know it and you don't give them the satisfaction or don't give them they don't get a satisfaction, rather, from what you've said, then they're going to check it out for themselves. And you rather them come to you, you know, instead of going someplace else or somebody else to depend on, to teach them the truth and to tell them the truth. So we have to do this, brothers and sisters. We have to save our children. I think I might have mentioned it to you before, how a dream just came to me. And I say it all the time, because there's my thing about children. I think about the dream. I didn't know the sister from Adam's house cat, like they used to say, or from a can of paint, you know. But she just appeared. I was sleeping. It was a dream. And she just appeared just as bright, like a bright light. But she had like a greenish hue about her, like in the background, like she's, you know, like a shadow. And she smiled, and a beautiful, bright face, big, bright smile. Not big face in stature and size or anything. And she says, they're killing our children. And I just woke up real fast, just like that. And I'm saying, wow, that's telling me something. That's telling me something. So, you know, now when this injection came out for the children, from 5 years old up until 11 years old. I'm saying, my goodness, haven't they done enough? They're already seeing the children are catching the virus, and they don't know what to do. They're trying to confuse the children even at their young age, 5 years old to 11 years old. And they're trying to confuse them, saying that the children can't catch the virus. They're more protected than we are. Like they say, babies don't get as cold as we do when they're born. They can stand more heat than we can, even when it's cold outside. You know, their little body holds more heat naturally. So you don't have to bundle them up so much, you know, say stuff like that. Well, it can be confusing to some people to hear something like that because you wonder, how can that be? This is a newborn baby right here and doesn't have any antigens and anything built up in their bodies, and the little skin is tender and thin, and they're going to say, don't bundle them up as much because they can stand the cold better than we can as adults? Come on. But anyway, we just have to use our common sense as well. Break it down to the smallest fraction and use some common sense, you know. So this is what we're about now. We've got to get our schools open, our Clara Muhammad schools back open, so that we can have places for our children to go. And you can use this to wipe that knife, we can get the crumb on the floor. They got to have some place to go to be taught. And when they have to have a place to go to be taught, is what any better place to teach our children other besides our own places, like Sister Clara Muhammad schools, you know, because even people who were not Muslims, they would even bring their children to Sister Clara Muhammad schools to be taught because they say there was discipline and the teachers cared about the children. You know, and they just got closed down because for a while there, they, you know, the devil's going to step in and say something that's going to trigger everybody off to say what they charge. Their tuition is too much, you know. And the teachers had to be paid, you know, in order to give good teaching. So anyway, that's part of what happened to our schools. And you couldn't pay them, the teachers, and so a lot of them quit and went into the public schools to make a living, their livelihood. So these things are coming back, though. We're going to get our schools back, inshallah. We're going to get our schools back. Even if we have to open up a little small one on the side, you know, from a wide load to put the children in as far as a school, you know, rooms from kindergarten until up to the eighth grade. We may have to do what we did when we first got started, having them in one of our living rooms, having class in one of our living rooms or somebody's houses, you know, every day. We have to change up every week. This week it'd be at my home. Next week it'd be at someone else's home. You know, we got to strategize it. You know, we got to use a strategy to get it all worked out. But it can be worked out, inshallah, with the help of Allah. And inshallah, we get it all worked out as well, too. We got to do it. We've got to do it. Okay. As we know now, the pandemic, they say it, is starting to flare back up again. First, they were telling us that the children couldn't catch the virus, which that didn't seem logical because they didn't have any antigens, antibodies built up in their little system to fight off the virus, anything like that. Then they say that the children have to have the shots. If they can't catch the virus, then why do they need the shots? You know, and now they're making it, it's best to have the shots than not to have the shots just in case, you know, just in case they're around somebody that has the virus or they're subject to get the virus, you know. So trying to confuse everybody then, trying to confuse everybody. But we know Allah is in charge and in full control. Some people consented to the shots, and some are not. Some are being forced to take the shots, which is against the law. We all know that. But yet still, they'll tell you that you won't have a job with the government if you don't take the shots. You know, so you can expect for the government to lay off a lot of people, because especially those who are refusing to take the shots. So now, and that's confusing too. Then they tell you if you had the shot, you probably won't catch the virus. Now they're coming back to say, even though you might have had the shot, it's a possibility that you may catch the virus again. So you see, it's just, yeah, like the old folks used to say, you go figure that out. You know, you go figure it and see what you get out of it. You know, sounds like to me somebody's doing a guessing game. It sounds like to me that they really don't know, but they're just wishful thinking, maybe, you know, a wild guessing, you know, with no proof. So, and then with the children, poor little children that's going to school, they don't know what to do either. They're going to be in a dilemma. Wearing masks all day, and we know that those masks deplete oxygen, can't breathe the right volume of oxygen from the air. The carbon, the oxygen that the trees throw off to you, the green trees, and the carbon dioxide that you throw off to the green leaf trees to help them to grow and to live. So now, they're being caught. It's like hunters being caught by their own games now. And they're like running scared. They're running scared. Backed up in corners. But inshallah, we'll be up out of that. You know, we'll be up out of that because our faith and our trust in the Creator of the heavens and the earth and all in between, that's what's going to help save us. That's what's going to help save us, because we can't spend every day of our lives, can't keep that on our mind every day of our lives. We'll never get anything done because we'll be scared, be running scared, wondering what's going to happen to us, wondering when is our time coming, you know. And that's a fact, brothers and sisters, that's a fact. A lot of people are afraid. A lot of people are afraid. And this was making them not want to take that shot. And then they say they end up sick. Then they end up sick from worrying themselves after death to wonder if they will still catch the shot, catch the virus, even though they might have took the shot. But anyway, I know some people say, well, you think outside the box. We have to nowadays. We have to think outside the box. We can't just stay confined in the box. We have to think outside the box. You know, there's no limit for certain things that the mind can conceive, that Allah has blessed us with. This was wrong with a lot of us. We're afraid to speak out, afraid to use our minds that Allah has blessed us with to come to a logical conclusion, because it won't stay still long enough to think. That's why you hear a lot of young people playing all this loud music, some older ones too, playing loud music because they're afraid to think. I remember Imam Dambdi Muhammad told us that. He said the people that like a lot of noise are afraid to think. You know, I guess they did research on it, and I guess that's what they came up with. These people that keep up a lot of noise all the time and like loud music in the background, they don't do nothing but sit there and listen to that loud music or sit there and listen to that noise on the TV, because they know if they don't sit there and listen to it, you know, they're not going to hear anything and not going to be able to think about anything else if they don't sit there, you know, and listen to it. Because once you get up from in front of the TV or whatever, listen to all that, what they're saying all the time, and then you walk away from it and start doing something else more productive and constructive and beneficial, then you don't even pay attention to it. You don't pay any attention. So since you don't pay any attention to it at that time, then that means that it's not worth It's worth listening to, but it takes a patient, a person that's patient, you know, to listen to it. And they say most of the important things are boring to other people who are non-productive. You know, they just don't want to know. Just don't want to know or don't want to hear it, period. So they'd rather keep up a lot of noise, play a lot of games and music. So that's them. You know, these young, that's them. Just go away from me. Get away from me. Don't try to distract me. Okay. And speaking of the young people, they're becoming very active nowadays. Very active. We have to recognize that too. You got so many programs now with Muslim sisters heading. I turned to one last night, and it was accidental. I didn't even realize that they, you know, that they come on, because it was like one o'clock in the morning or something like that. But they came on, and it was my heart sister, one of my heart sisters. One of my heart sisters, and the other one is she has a clothesline. You know, her own line of clothing and all. She's a decorator. And the other one, I think she works for the state government or something like that, but they were talking about living wills and are you ready to die? You know, I think they use that little question like that to see how people are going to react to it, you know. Now, if you ask the person, are you ready to die? You're thinking, that other person is thinking that somebody's going to hurt them, you know, or try and hurt them, you know, and try and kill them. So that's asking them, are you ready to die? Somebody tries to hurt you, or somebody hurts you, whatever. But they just mean, are you ready to die as your business? Are you handling your business right? Are you going to leave the burden on the family, financial burden, whatever, things that can come up like that during the final days? You know, do you have an insurance to cover you, you know? And all these sort of things, what was in that particular question, are you ready to die? And I looked at it before I knew it. I said, okay, it's time for me to check the sisters out and see what they really, really can offer, because it sounds simple. And that's true. A lot of us forget to, and you know, Imam W.D. Muhammad said, you know, Quran too said, live today. As if you're going to live forever, yet live today as if you're going to die tomorrow. You know, so, and that's what we have to remember to do. We just have to live like that. And there's nothing hard about it. Because each day, I'm telling you, especially if we have to go out to work, we're going to be wondering and praying, God, please, best for you to make it to work and back home safe. Because a lot of people leave to go to work in the morning and they don't get back home safe. They end up in the hospital before they get home, or may not come home at all, back home at all, because of the way people are nowadays, from kidnapping and snatching you and using body parts from here to China and all that sort of thing, kidnapping people, you know. So you don't know if you're going to be back home or not. So you're going to... catastrophes. So you have to have your paperwork ready and put in a safe place. They're easy to get to. It's just that nobody knows it's there, so they wouldn't think of going looking for it there. And pick a sort of kind of a power of attorney. And amongst these three sisters, they have the power of attorney. They're acting power of attorney. They have the attorney himself or herself, his officers is there to help with the burial and the family and the saving that the person might have had, you know, dealing with the finances and all. So we just have to plan for those things. We have to plan for those things. So anyway, I'm going to get off this subject. It's a little sad because it leaves us really not knowing what we should do, except for try to make up for lost time, where we should have been working, trying to save up more money, but we did not, you know. And then we have to look to a masjid or a sister's group, a brother's group, you know, to see that we have enough for our final expenses. Nothing wrong with trying to find out. Well, we do, you know, always try to read something from the Muslim Journal as well, because it's our paper, and we do have good articles in this paper. We have good articles in the Muslim Journal. Trailblazer facilitates virtual janazas during COVID-19 pandemic. Just, I think I want to just read, see, since we're talking about the COVID, then we're going to get off there and maybe just go on to any current event that you would like to speak on, something that's happening today that you want to share with somebody else, because maybe didn't get a chance to check the Muslim Journal out, or whatever newspaper that you have around you that may really just inform you of most everything, you know, concerning whatever people, you know. So this young sister said she had heard me on the Lifeline and I could appreciate the way I was getting the message across from one of the Ramadan session books, and I just felt like I wanted to read it. It was the 203, if I'm not mistaken, 2003. Yeah, that's the one, 2003. And there was a lot of information in there that we heard our imam say to us. And we'll come back once we heard it on his way to us, you know, and maybe halfway within the CD, then maybe, and we will remember. Oh yeah, okay, that's a must that we have, and read it. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to read to you now about the Muslim Trailblazer facilitates virtual janazas during COVID-19 pandemic. I forget about me on the other end. Just in case someone didn't hear me, I was speaking on the Muslima Trailblazer facilitates virtual janazas during COVID-19 pandemic. Okay. And we have this from Sacramento, California, by Janet Kosak. Sound familiar? Where is she? Janet Kosak. That was just something probably in the paper that they had put in there. Okay. But it shows down here where the sister who's speaking to me and wrote this little article about Muslima Trailblazer facilities. It says, virtual janazas during COVID-19 pandemic. And then it went on to say by Janet Kosak from Sacramento, California. After experiencing a heart-wrenching loss at the beginning of the COVID-19 at the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic, Sister Tahira Jana Talib Dean. Okay. Founder of the Hearts Connection. Yes, connecting. Now creates online funeral events and over grief coaching services that create connection and a safe space to experience complex feelings of hope, sorrow, joy, and reflection during profound loss. And it says, the ease, connection, and comfort I felt from watching our family and friends' hearts connect during my late husband's funeral service are why I created Hearts Connecting. Sister Tahira, yes, same one I met, funeral sister. Sister Tahira explained, I wanted to offer that same level of comfort to grieving families and friends during one of the most critical times in their lives. In a time of grief and loss, we need connection, comfort, closure, and the chance to celebrate the lives of those who passed on. Okay, I am now blessed to offer what others gave to me. Sister Tahira shares it was a passing of her father. Sitting here with her husband, Muslima Trailblazer Facilitates. That small article there just turned to 13. Another small article. The continuation of that. It always gets me about messing up the paper and not placing it back. So I have to try to fold it, I guess, to keep it from being pages from being out of place. Okay, we're back here on the page for Sister Amadola Umrani, the contributing writer, MSW. MSW, the contributing writer. She always writes good about you, the children and the young adults. It says it's on page 11, the November 19th, 2021 issue of the Muslim Journal. And I would like to read this to you. This will have somebody indicating their names, indicating that they want their number called talk to, as well as it's just not indicating that they want to say anything right now. But anytime you do feel like you want to say something and chime in, just push one on your telephone receiver, and we'll bring you into the queue. It starts a little rough off like that when nobody participates, but we have our slow nights, you know, and they're not always the same. Sometimes they're so it's so active and so eventful, until you don't want to even get off the phone. But then there's slow nights too, but we're still here. And I'm sure there'll be something that'll be said that somebody will appreciate or can appreciate or could learn from or remember, whichever the case may be. So right now, on something pertaining to children, talking about the children, I want to read this by Sister Amatula. And like I said, it's the November 19, 2021 issue on page 11 of the Muslim Journal. It says, especially for children and young adults approaching the first anniversary of COVID-19 vaccines, by Sister Amatula Umrani, a contributing writer, MSW contributing writer. Okay. It says, for various reasons, many relevant facts and highly important information do not get adequate press. There are those who have the power, resources, and desire to make decisions as to what gets national attention and what does not. Here I will contribute to the efforts to provide a platform to formulate action plans to protect families, communities, and ourselves as best as we can with Allah's help. Item one for consideration. Okay. Says item one for consideration, the fact of no liability to the vaccine manufacturers for injuries or deaths from their products. Okay, that's the consideration. People need to take that in consideration, that the fact of no liability to the vaccine manufacturers for injuries or deaths from their products. Okay, meaning if Johnson & Johnson has the product and he's given the injection, someone's given the injection from Johnson & Johnson, and something happens, you know, and then they find out that Johnson & Johnson had looked over some facts during the experimentation or trying to see if that particular vaccine would work, and then they find out something went wrong, but then a person was injected with it, something happens to the person, or they get sick behind it, then Johnson & Johnson has no insurance, no coverage for the people who receive their injections. Okay, that's the way, that's what I get out of that one. That was the number one, the item one for consideration. Okay. Okay, let's read it. Item one for consideration, the fact of no liability to the vaccine manufacturers for injuries or deaths from their products. There is no liability to vaccine manufacturers for injuries or deaths from their products per the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986. See that? Liability, she's going on to explain it too, liability immunity was given to vaccines and certain products to deal with COVID-19 under the emergency declaration by the Secretary of Health and Human Services, in which the Public Readiness and Emergency Preparedness Act, capital P-R-E-P, Act 2005 was invoked. Actions needed. Request that your members of Congress help establish liability resulting in payments to the harmed and their families for injury and death. Ask for a simplified process to receive compensation. Employees insist on a written liability statement if you are required to take injections of any kind. Yeah, the employee should insist on a written liability statement if you are required to take injections of any kind. And there's coverage for yourself. Okay, it says, parents, ask for children's records in writing, not a generic, in other words, MMR, vaccine administered. This is, in other words, MMR vaccine administered, but the actual vaccine name and manufacturer. Hmm. says parents ask for children's records in writing, not a generic, in other words, MMR vaccine administered, but the actual vaccine name and manufacturer. Okay, and adults ask for written information for all of your injections. Join an effort already formed, such as a petition drive, to require liability from manufacturers, government, or whatever is your choice. Have your group make an official position statement. Humans need internal and external controls and consequences for actions to keep them on a straight path. That's true. Okay, item number two, breakthrough cases or COVID-19 cases after vaccination were reported to the public by the CDC January 1st to April 30th, 2021. Okay, it says 10,262 SARS, SARS-CoV-2. Okay, SARS hyphen CO, capital N, capital V, dash 2, vaccine breakthrough infections had been reported from 46 United States, 46 U.S. states and territories as of April 30th, 2021. This was the date that CDC discontinued reports of infections. They get it mixed up sometimes. They don't carry it over to that particular page, but they carry it to another page. But I don't, because I don't see it on the page that it's supposed to go to. Okay, it's supposed to be page 18. Left over. They're probably calling me to tell me they can't hear me on the phone. Most likely. Okay, here it is over here. It's on 17 and not 18, especially for children and young adults. First anniversary, okay. Then it says infections, some infections that did not result in death or hospitalizations regardless of the seriousness. Okay. And then it went on to give you different websites that... In other words, like a link here you can push on if you get the Muslim Journal. But then it says Massachusetts alone reported more than 4,700 breakthrough cases in one recent week. with more than 51,000 by the first week in November, according to Boston's CBS affiliate. It says, actions. Don't have a false sense of security after vaccination. Continue precautions. There was always a question as to how the immune system would react when subjects were brought in contact with the actual virus. The trials were to determine the body's ability to produce related antibodies. Okay, and then it says, report breakthrough cases in VAERS in your State Department of Health. This is item 3, report of COVID-19 vaccine injuries and death covering December 14, 2020 to January 13, 2021 was made by CDC per reports to VAERS. Now, and it's got three more. It's got, yep, this is item 3 here. And then you got item 4, actions. And then you got item 5. Oh, yeah, this is quite a bit here. But anyway, if anybody else has anything to say or any questions that they want to expound on, then they can come in, please, and we can figure out some kind of way to cut this here short. But for you to get all of these items that you need, and it seems like 5 of them, you know, they're talking about approaching the first anniversary of COVID-19 vaccines, and especially for children and young adults, by Sister Madelaar. I read the first two. Okay. And then I read the action, beginning of the actions on the end of item 3. Okay. At the end of item 2, rather. Now I'm reading, okay, I read item 3, report of COVID-19 vaccine injuries and deaths. Covered, okay, I said that in December, by December 14th, 2020 to January 13th, 2021 was made by CDC per reports to VAER. Okay, they were talking about report of COVID-19 vaccine injuries and deaths covering December the 14th, 2020 to January the 13th, 2021 was made by CDC per reports to VAER. VAERS is a mainly voluntary reporting system that depends on various individuals to determine causes of death. Even using this inadequate reporting system, there had been nearly 9,000 deaths following vaccines by mid-October. The vaccine-injured have reported feeling neglected, ignored, not heard, respected, or valued. Some have suffered in silence, and a few have taken to available media such as YouTube. You may have even had their message rejected on such platforms. Some formed their own websites, such as No More Resilience. Okay, she's got the regular set up here for the website, HTTPS /// No More Resilience, period. World, where they immediately and prominently announced they were not anti-vax and we are not conspiracy theorists, but those who have been affected in many different ways by the COVID-19 vaccine implementation. Like others, they participated thinking they were doing the right thing within the fight against COVID-19. They remain ignored, by national media and are treated like traitors when they go public. Among the dead and injured are the previously healthy and the ill, as well as young, old and young. Okay, and it says, in Dreen's K's death, emails between authorities reveal that vaccine hesitancy was of great concern in determining what to reveal. The family's autopsy request was refused. Miss Keys, who was a healthcare employee, collapsed at her car after taking the Pfizer BioNTech shot on January 30th. She died shortly after. Mm-hmm. From Alicia Sowers, the Virginia Pilot newspaper, PelotonLine.com. That's what it's called. And it's from Alicia Sowers, the Virginian Pilot newspaper. PelotonLine.com. PelotonLine.com. Maybe that's the way they say it. PelotonLine.com. March 7, 2021. She and others died with family bearing their losses without the support of the society. Many had sought to protect and serve. When deaths following vaccines reached 1,000, it was not national breaking news, although it was newsworthy. Where is that number today? Okay, and actions, another action. This is item 4. It says actions. Celebrate the life of your loved one. It is no one's business, but be honest. If you care to, and correct misinformation regarding the cause of death, report the death to VAERS, item 4. Statistical significance and insignificance are valuable for scientists. Okay. Satisfaction, significance, and insignificance are valuable for scientists. Statisticians, and researchers in defining the success of a study or experiment. If you die in a scientific experiment, you as an individual are statistically insignificant until your death and others combine to make a high enough percentage of total subjects. Wow. The example, if there were 2,000 trial subjects, 10 deaths may be insignificant, being only a 0.5%, 1% of the reported 438 million doses taken would be roughly 4 million. That means there can be millions of serious events that are not considered significant. Okay, item 5, recovery from COVID-19 provides antibodies against the virus, which is the same goal stated by vaccine manufacturers. It is officially unknown how long either lasts and against what variants or strands. It is known that some persons have been recommended to and have now taken the third injection wherein a 1-year period. There's no database for persons who died or who did not seek medical care for COVID-19 or from the early months of the unknown respiratory injections or infections. Observed in the fall of 2020. Action. Support COVID-19 funding. Okay. Let me put this back. Where is this? Fema Hanifa. Yeah. Yeah, that's the one that was in prison. Young people up here. Okay. A lot of people. Here's our sister right here, Amita Abdullah, and Karima Hanifa. Okay. Latifa Ali and Khadija Abdul Rahman. Here's Carol Maddox. And here's Imam Mansour Sagri Neff and Imam Kleeman Elamine. Audience Outdoors at Iman, Atlanta. Yep. Young people really letting you know how they feel about this COVID injection. But if anybody else would like to say something, please just chime in. Just push one on your computer. Push one on your telephone receiver, and you'll be brought into the cues. Say what it is you have to say. Okay, now, let me see. Akbar, did you want to read something? Did you want to say something? You can say something? Okay, thank you. Let me see if you're in. No, I have to put you in. We don't have much longer to go. Tonight is one of those rough. I'm bringing you in now. I guess I'm bringing you in if it says anything. What is it? It's frozen? I don't hear you. But the board is up and everything. They're not hearing you on the in the audience, I'm sure, because I'm not hearing you on this phone right here. And it's not... Okay, are you there now? You've been hearing me all along. But I can't hear you. That's just the point. Okay, this thing said this page isn't responding. Blog Talk Radio Studio. It says wait. Okay. Okay, well, we have to wait for the computer because it said this page isn't responding. Blog Talk Radio Studio. How about now? Okay, now, there it comes up now. It just started responding. Okay.
As-salamu alaykum.
Yes.
Okay. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum as-salam.
Yeah, I thank whoever holding me out, let me in. I'm a lady, tell my dean, this is my rock man or king. I'm the bear witness, I testify of thee, and there's no God but Allah, and that Prophet Muhammad, Ibn Abdullah, is the final and the last prophet. There's no more prophet to come. I want to thank again for having this show. We're here to educate the people on the major problem that's going on. COVID-19 is one of them. And they can't really tell you where it's coming from or how did the world start off with it. Everything looks like they're giving you is something they imagine of, something they think. But anyway, we know Allah is in charge. And evil only has a limited time to be evil because evil time is up. So we, Rock Talk, all of that. I'm looking at this trial that this young man killed, shot three people and killed two. And the judge and the jury let this man go, this young person go. Back out there in the street, now he's out on TV recruiting others, getting others the idea that they can walk the street with a gun and kill somebody and go to court. And they're Caucasian, they're evil Caucasian people who always been around, let him out. Yeah, let him go. The people couldn't even talk about what this young man done. This man brought a gun across the state line that wasn't registered. And he got away with all of that. They let him go. These Caucasians, we don't point out to them that they are hypocrite Christians, or point out that they are not human beings. If we don't address that issue that's plaguing America and speak out again and go to work and put papers and do what it can to get rid of this evil, these people are only going to get worse. Why? Because we're sitting around waiting on somebody else to do what we need to be doing ourselves. You know, Sister Clara Muhammad Stewart in the doorway. We let our children go to that public school. And any mother and father who love their children, they would do the same. Because putting your child in a public school is like putting them in a furnace and being molded and shaped by Satan itself. When you put your child in a public school, putting them in a furnace, and they look clay self, be molded to Satan or Satan itself. So this is the time. This is what it is. We need to be thinking about saving our children. Stop spending our money with people that want to kill us. Now, we got Thanksgiving coming up. When you measure Thanksgiving up, what the world, what we should be thanking God for, and we should be thanking God every day. That's for life. But to talk about Thanksgiving, these people stole this land, killed the Indians, killed the Muslims who were here, and nobody saying nothing about it, then you have to point out the evil in Thanksgiving. Tricked the Native Americans. Gave them poison blankets with smallpox. What kind of people would do that? Not no white people. The word white means pure, so it wasn't no white people. It was some evil people. They were evil people that have been over us and still over us. God is not going to continue, but God said he loved those. We have to stand up against it, right, and let God do what God said he's going to do. And God going to do what he said he's going to do. He says in the Quran, oh, you who believe, take not Satan as your friend. And right now, many of them is Satan by them. Why? Because they've been bit by a liar. The liar that went into their system and messed them up. And they think they own the world. Huh? And then got our people at their mercy. Then we're at the mercy. Because we hate ourselves. And they know it. They told us to hate ourselves. If they tell you they got the best hair, size, the best hair, color, and they tell you that you ain't got that, then they working on your self to become inferior. And you have seen an inferior product and a superior product. No comparison. But you can take that inferior product and work on it and bring it up. We won't take ourselves and bring it up because we go sit in a church that tell us that a Caucasian man is God. God couldn't find no other people in the world, so he picked the Caucasian people to bring his only begotten son. If you can't see racism in that, you can't see why Caucasian people are evil and corrupt in that, then you are following somebody blindly. And the scripture says, if you follow the blind, you all will follow it, and we are people that live in ditches, dodging things, because we ain't got enough money to pay this or pay that. Because all our money goes back to the one who think he better than us. This is a shame. The Quran says God alone is superior. And we all was created by the one God to be tested. And many of our Caucasian brothers not passing the kid test, and we should be telling them that they're going to burn in hell for the rest of their life if they don't change their wicked ways. That's true love. When you tell them something like that, tell them there ain't no paradise for the no good lifestyle or no good separate self, they degree to self they are. There ain't no paradise for them. If you learn how to drink, more like you got it from some of their advertisements. If you learn how to steal, most likely you got it from some of their advertisement, movie, magazine, huh? And whatever you got, if you got a short dress on, you got it from some of their ideas. And then they give you idea to dress filthy. And then they tell you that you your own man, you your own woman. And nobody should be telling you what to do. You got a right to live your life any way you see fit. Or will tell you, they're telling you don't pay God no attention. Don't pay, they ain't no God, so pay me some attention. And God, God is with me more than with you, so pay me some attention. Let me be your sincere advisor. That's what they're saying. So we had to come out and condemn this. We can't get holy, holy. Well, you got to wait on. No, Allah said the word to the right. Huh? The word to the right. And some people that fail in their duty to do that. They have got all sugarcoat, everything. I read that. If there's any good in reading or anything, take it to the people. Take it out in the streets for the people there. They listen today. I'm out there. They not all that. They not protesting what you're saying. I never had a Caucasian run with me. I don't know what I'm talking about. when I tell them they ain't white. Ain't none of them running to African American when I tell them they ain't black. I had not one to run up to me and tell me I did not know what I'm talking about. But I still have Muslim calling people white and black. And I asked them to bring me one, and they can't do it. So what they do, they said something that Imam never said. Imam, I got a CD where Imam said, don't call them people white and black. Imam said, we got to change the language. We got to tell these people that they have manipulated us long enough. Their time is up. Huh? That's what I'm telling. And nobody arguing, nobody want to challenge what I just said, but a fool. Because I follow what Imam said, what the prophet said. Prophet said that this his community is going to fall asleep. And we got these Muslim building masjids off crime, off alcohol, cigarettes, things that kill people. And they act like they're so holy on Friday with all them long guns. And they would not listen to African-American. And then after the prophet said, if a man got curly hair and he speak too better than you, then listen and follow that person. Maybe he'll be able to lead you better than what you're doing. That his community that he raised don't fall asleep. And they have failed to sleep. And we as African Americans trying to have something, we got no help from them. We got no help from the government and where we live there, live under. No help. And then when we go out trying to do something on our own and make progress in the world, here come them whispering in the hearts and minds and the people and to get them to turn on us. And it's the easy thing to do to get an African-American to turn on an African-American because we've been raised to hate ourselves and hate anybody that look like us. I mean, trained to do that. Willie Lynch's scripture that he said is still in place. Willie Lynch, Jim Crow, they still in place. I don't care how nice you look at a TV and you see these people on TV and talking like so nice, but most of them got a heart. Most of them still got a heart of Donald Trump. They still got a coldness of Donald Trump. All the wicked, evil plantation owners burning in hell right now. I tell them that. I tell them you can't do nothing but burn what you did to us. Rape little boys and little girls. Rape a man, bend him over a log and rape him, and then call some of your plantation owners miles away to come in and rape this man in front of everybody. You gonna pay for that, Jim? Demon, devil, you the devil on this earth, but there ain't no. You can't be a devil in the next world because there's no place for you. Listening to hellfire. So that's what I want to tell my sick Caucasian brothers, who we got to love. Allah said we will never get into paradise until we love for our brother. And then we all come from Adam. But we got to wake them up to the point of that. Until then, we just going to have to protect ourselves. We just going to have to look after each other. We just going to have unity among ourselves. If we fail to do that, then we deserve to be destroyed. Because God say, love those who love each other, who work together, and tell us to be a good neighbor, be good, kind to each other. And those who fail to hear that and follow that and live up to that, they are no more different people that put us in this condition. Some African American hate themselves so much. If some Caucasian said, let's get a rope and hang some of these niggas, there'll be many African Americans that said, yes, let's go hang these low-lighted black evil people. Let's go hang them. They did it the time of Civil War. You had Negroes fighting on the side of the plantation owners to keep us in slavery. African Americans, some of mine so bad, still gone. That is still here in Georgia, where there's plantations. Still in Georgia and Alabama, Mississippi, where still where there are plantations. African Americans live on those plantations, and they would not be nice to you if you ask them why don't they leave and go and get free. They will look at you like you crazy. Their mind is gone. We cannot spend time on people like that. We only can speak truth to those who want the truth and want to live the truth and want to live a decent life. The rest of them, they have to be, they already have been destroyed. So ain't nothing we can do for all those kind of people who look like you and worse of Satan than you are, and they won't leave it. They think that they have been ruled by God himself because of that image we're given to them. So ain't too much we can do for those people there. But we can keep on preaching to those who have been bit as much, who have been dominated as much, and pray that they come out of this evil and join what is right and forbid what is wrong. And that is the only salvation for those people. And because this world is a temporarily testing world. It's not the everlasting world. So may God peace be on all of us. Let's do the right thing and let's work with the creator of this creation like he told us to. I mean, back to you, Daya.
Thank you, Brother Hakba, husband. Appreciate everything you've said. And if there's anyone else that would like to say something, we're down to 90 seconds. Push one on your phone receiver and bring you into the queue.
I don't think they can see it. The queue is not working.
What'd you say? You don't think what's not working?
I'm thinking it's queue. You mash the button to get in the queue, and they're not letting me in there. So if you can't see it, you can't see it. You might just turn the people's mic on. Okay.
Well, it must have. Thank you. Yeah, it's acting crazy, too. Love Talk Radio Show Studio and two more pages, personal Microsoft Edge. So Microsoft Edge is one that's acting up. It's done to erase the whole thing like it's just gradually fading out on the screen. Okay, now it's back. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just going to... Well, it looks like we're getting ready to go off anyway. I'm sorry if anybody else wanted to say anything. I'm pushing, but it's not opening the mics. As a matter of fact, the mics are practically faded away. It's fading away from the thing. I don't know why. Anyway, Aqua, if somebody want to close us out, please. It's 9 o'clock, if you don't mind. That's okay.
Did I turn myself to be a law, trying to be a right, a Jew who originate the heaven and the earth? Though I'm not among the policy of my life and my death, all for you, Allah. You are my God and we are your servants. We know we have been unjust to ourselves. We confess our faults. Please grant us protection against all these faults. When none can grant protection against these faults, for them. Oh Allah, please make this life what you want it to be. This life is not good for me than make this life go away. But you want me to protect me, take my life as long as I'm in this world. We thank you, Allah, for blessing us to be human beings, to be Muslim, to be with in touch with our five senses. We thank you, Allah, for protecting us, waking up this morning, giving us another opportunity in this great world you are planting us in. Ameen.
Ameen. Wow. Thank everyone for coming on. On the Blog Talk Radio show tonight, for some reason or another, there's sort of an ew over this program tonight. I don't know what has happened or what's going on, but something was about to happen. But we thank you, and we're going to say to you now, be safe, and we love you all, and assalamu alaikum. Crazy, I can't even shut it down. Page isn't responding. Well, let's see if I can cut it off. The cursor is frozen. Can't move it. And not responding. You know, this computer has just blacked out. Oh, no. What this is.